Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And we return now to the same story in the second part of an interview that we were covering yesterday. A small group, 9 white South Africans to be exact, arrived in the United States under President Trump's special refugee program on June the 2nd. And earlier, a first group of 59 Afrikaner refugees touched down in the United States. So those numbers are small, but at the same time, momentum is building as South Africans explore an opportunity framed as a lifeline for those facing perceived insecurity and marginalization. And I know that many of us in the community and broader are asking the question, should we take up Trump's special refugee offer? One person urging South Africans to take this offer seriously is Grant Gotchen, who has lived in the United States for 4 decades and is deeply invested in helping others make the move, especially before the opportunity disappears. And I want to mention that if you go onto the Times of Israel, he has written an op-ed, and it's published with today's date, and it's titled Proposed Case for South African Jews to Immigrate. It's really interesting. I've been reading it. And Grant Gotchen, thank you so much for joining us on the line from the United States. We did have the first part of this interview yesterday, and I wanted to chat with you further because I think it's a really important topic. Perhaps where we should start is if I could just ask you, what were the main points you were making yesterday vis-a-vis why South African Jews should take up this offer?
Paula, thank you for having me on again. Yes, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and who knows how long this opportunity will be open. It's so very difficult to get a green card to the United States. And this is a simple pathway. Apparently, the American Embassy has received hundreds of thousands of applications of from minority citizens of South Africa to migrate to the United States. That's hundreds of thousands of applications. Just the fact that so many people want to leave South Africa is an indication that the tax base is about to shrink even further. The brain drain is going to be exacerbated. And it signifies bigger problems for the South African economy coming up. For a South African to be able to come to the United States, it's just not much of a cultural difference. I mean, we in South Africa, the basic Western ethos is the basic Western ethos of the United States. And South African minorities have been appallingly treated in South Africa. A country's population truly is its treasure. Mm. And the government of South Africa has treated its treasure like garbage. And South Africans have the ability to now come to a country that will treat them with the respect that they are due and to give them the opportunities of freedom and independence and the ability to fly towards self-achievement in a way that South Africa would never.
Grant, let's talk about why people are leaving in the first place. In your blog on the Times of Israel, and I'll mention again, it's worth reading, it's titled Proposed Case for South African Jews to Immigrate. You mention everything from crime to collapsing infrastructure as why people are leaving South Africa. But don't all countries have problems? What makes South Africa's issues a deal breaker?
You know, I won't even go to Johannesburg when I come to South Africa because I'm not going to subject myself to that level of risk. Whatever the perception is, and people tell me that no, Johannesburg is safe, I'm just not going to expose myself to the level of risk. So you can look at Los Angeles where there are riots going on. but it's localized. LA is a safe city. You can walk around freely. You're not waiting for somebody to mug you, to rob you, to express hostility towards you. There's freedom of opportunity. The South African infrastructure is collapsing. The economy is collapsing. The rule of law is collapsing. The trajectory is negative. Why would somebody that has an opportunity to grow and to self-actualize remain in a country where they are going to live under pressure and always have to watch their back?
Well, that's a question for our listeners. If any of you have a question for Grant or want to comment on what he's saying, you can always WhatsApp me on 061-895-1019. Grant, you call this a rational exodus, but couldn't one argue that by leaving, South African Jews are giving up rather than fighting for change?
South African Jews are 0.05% of the population. There's approximately 35,000 Jews out of a population of 60 million people. What influence can Jews still make? Yes, there's economic opportunity for the few, but BEE decimates that opportunity. The 142 odd race laws that exist decimate that opportunity. The same opportunity exists in the United States without those same pressures. It's not abandoning South Africa. It's self-actualizing, and it's economic and political freedom. South Africa has abandoned its Jews. Look, Paula, when I was involved in the liberation struggle in South Africa, everybody around me was Jewish. The of the white people in South Africa involved in the liberation struggle, approximately 50% were Jews, while we were 2% of the white population. So we were 25 times in number participating in the liberation struggle. Yet the ANC government of South Africa has spit in our faces, has absolutely betrayed us. And, just go back to what they did at the Comrades Marathon on Sunday. It is absolute betrayal with a knife in our back. Why should a young Jew in South Africa with all the potential in the world be subjected to that kind of future?
Grant, I understand your point that there are so few Jews in South Africa now that there's a real question mark around what impact we have. But I mean, one of the impacts we've always had is our intelligence, our brain. Isn't there a risk that the brain drain from South African Jews leaving only deepens South Africa's collapse, especially for those left behind?
South Africa's betrayed us. I mean, Why should we prioritize South Africa over our own families? And, we did that in the liberation struggle. We've done that our entire history in South Africa. Look, the old people who came from Lithuania stood up and their refrain to me was constantly, we couldn't stand up for ourselves in Lithuania. So when we saw injustice in South Africa, we stood up for the people suffering injustice. And the response from that has been absolute betrayal. So now it's time to stand up for ourselves. South Africa has betrayed us, and South Africa's told us that they will continue to betray Jews, attack us, denigrate us. It is time for the minority population in South Africa to stand up and say, what is best for me and my family? And that's what we need to do, which is why I urge people under 35, make the move while you still have the youth and the opportunity, while it's not that onerous. And if you're not happy in the United States, Israel, Australia, or anywhere else that you go, you can always return to South Africa later. It's not a failure. It's not a. It's a rational response to what is to the current environment in South Africa, and this is a once in a lifetime opportunity which may not last very long. I'm urging.
You have said that people should act before it's too late. What makes you think that this window might close soon?
American administrations change. Politics changes. If you don't grasp an opportunity at the moment it's offered, it may not be there tomorrow. I cannot predict the future of American politics and the future of the longevity of this current administration. We've got midterms coming up next year. Laws may change. The opportunity.
Grant, what for you were the most difficult parts of emigrating to America from South Africa? And does this offer in any way help alleviate those problems?
The most difficult part for South Africans is our very distinct sense of humor.
It's good or bad? I don't find Americans funny.
Having lived here for 40 years, I do. But I see the distinctness of the South African sense of humor. I think South Africans are hysterical. I roll on the floor laughing at our sense of humor, but very often Americans find us offensive and abrasive. You know, to me, that's the most difficult part of assimilating is cutting our sense of humor a little bit. It's the same basic culture. It's the same education system. It's familiar, it's home, it's safe, it's not so different a lifestyle than what we have in South Africa.
But Grant, on a more serious note, from a paperwork and a bureaucracy point of view, do you understand? I mean, I understood that there is an offer that they give you money for the first few months, they help with education. Are you aware of some ways that they assist to make the assimilation easier?
Not. I haven't gone into those details. It's up to every applicant to go into those details. There's three basic criteria on the application. South African Jews, South African minorities meet those criteria. You can deal with the details later. You can deal with those details later. Just get your paperwork in order, ready to.
Grant, we have 30 seconds, and I want to just ask you a question coming in from a listener saying that they agree with you. We, and I'm quoting, we have been betrayed by the South African government. But what do we do if we're over 70? So it's for people who are older. You still reckon they should make the move?
If they can, yes. Otherwise, build your walls higher and your electric fences stronger. And I can't answer everybody's questions. It's a really rough situation. But get your kids out and, you know, allow them to self-actualize.
Grant Gotchen, thank you so much for weighing in on the offer from the American president and basically your urging of Jews in South Africa to take up the offer. I've got a couple of seconds to say goodbye. I just want to mention that we have a winner, and that is Ronnie Hershowitz. She has won a game drive, including snacks and drinks for two adults, and that is at the Mongena private game lodge. Ronnie, congratulations. And tomorrow I'll be back with books to give away in our regular book slot. I'll be back with the regular team, and we'll be crisscrossing the Jewish world and Israel and South Africa as we stay abreast of the news and developments here on The Home Run. Have yourselves a good evening.